Hi, this is Samantha Conroy, Oberlin College class of 2011, and I am a major in art history. Today, I'll be discussing Francesco Bertos's bronze sculpture of the Fall of Icarus. This graceful sculpture comes to us from Greek mythology and the Roman poet Ovid's Metamorphoses. The story of Icarus actually begins with his father, Daedalus, a talented craftsman and artist who built the labyrinth for the king of Crete, Minos. The labyrinth was supposed to imprison the Minotaur and Theseus, a monster and hero of another myth, but Daedalus helped Theseus escape, and soon found himself imprisoned by King Minos with his son, Icarus. At first, they tried escaping by boat, but Minos had strict laws mandating that every boat leaving Crete must be thoroughly inspected. After other failed attempts at escape, Daedalus finally arrived at an ingenious solution. He would create wings made of wax and feathers for himself and Icarus to flee the island by air. Before they took flight, Daedalus warned Icarus not to fly too close to the sun, for fear that the wax wings would melt. Overcome with delight, Icarus soared through the sky, curious to test how high he could fly. Failing to heed his father's advice, the wax wings quickly melted, and Icarus plummeted to his death in the sea below. In many artistic renditions of this myth, Icarus is shown in his final moments. Here, the topmost figure is easily identified as Icarus by his disheveled wings and inverted pose, head facing the base of the sculpture. What makes Bertos's interpretation of the Fall of Icarus most intriguing is identifying the remaining figures. Below Icarus is a bearded man, one hand thrust in front of his face. Some scholars have identified him as Daedalus, watching his son fall, but given the overturned urn gushing water by his side, it seems more likely that he is a river god, symbolically embodying the water below Icarus. Since Bertos was a sculptor, it would have been impractical for him to depict the entire scene below. He was working with volume and space to create a narrative, rather than paint on a canvas. Similarly, Bertos could not have had Icarus falling from such a height without the physical support of the middle figure, who is attached to Icarus at the head. Around him swirl thin swaths of fabric, which is perhaps emblematic of an alternative interpretation of the same myth. In another account, Daedalus fabricates sails for their escape, and they swiftly evade capture by sailing away from Crete. Consequently, some have identified this middle figure as Icarus's father, though given his youthful appearance and lack of wings, this attribution may be doubtful. These alternate interpretations of the Fall of Icarus allowed Bertos greater flexibility in his composition of this sculpture, and a greater complexity. Rather than being limited by the traditional interpretation involving only Daedalus and Icarus, he employs this third figure to suspend Icarus dramatically overhead, almost forcing viewers to rotate around the sculpture in order to see the action clearly. Unlike the Massimiliano Soldani sculpture of Apollo and Daphne in this gallery, Bertos is using bronze, a far more malleable material, which is also much less breakable than terracotta. These differences in material allow him to create particularly lithe figures in dynamic, freestanding compositions, almost ready to take flight themselves. In many of his sculptures, Bertos used the lost wax process to cast the limbs or faces of his figures separately, and then join them together with small metal pins. Much like Icarus explored the limits of flight, Bertos is experimenting with the limitations of sculpture. Sculpture does not have as linear a narrative as painting, so he uses symbolism in its place. Bertos also has logistical concerns different from those of a painter. Through his exploration of bronze as a material, Bertos found the literal tipping point, balancing the sculpture so that it would stand. Throughout history, the Fall of Icarus has often been interpreted not only as an allegory for the struggle of artistic creation, but also as an incentive to lead a life of moderation. Oddly enough, Bertos was also prompted to lead a life of moderation, much like Icarus. Bertos began as a marble sculptor, but given his dexterity in undercutting and drilling marble, Bertos's mastery of the material drew a dramatic accusation from the Inquisition, that he must have collaborated with the devil to create his sculptures. It is perhaps curious to note that following this conflict, Bertos worked almost exclusively in bronze.